I'm running short, really short on questions. In fact, to be quite honest, there are and have been no questions for quite a long time. So if some devotees could send some in, that helps trigger me on a certain train of thought and is sometimes an easier way to do the podcast. Also, I sent some pictures of the development of the pavilion making to the podcast. They should be up somewhere. Look around and search for them. And Chitthari Prabhu told me they're really looking very nice. You can get an idea of what they look like. Quite a few of them are in the finishing stage in the studio where they're being made, and when I go to the farm, which will be on Sunday, I'll be able to go over some of the plans of what the actual layout for them is. There are still a number of sites which are open for sponsorship, so devotees who would like to do that, either individually or get together in a group, please by all means let me know, or the site editor. Another comment is on Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. There are still quite a few books to be sold, and I had some nice experiences in England that when at a talk or after a talk someone reminded the guests about the book, the contents of the book, then we had as many as 9, 10 or even more books just go all at once. And I had many people come up to me and tell me how much they appreciated the last book, and usually ask them, what's the last book? And they would say, Napareyam or Krishna Sangati. And when I told them that, well, that isn't the last book, the last book is Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, they sort of looked at me as if they'd never heard of it before. And of course, this is in England, where lines of communication are pretty good, and devotees have easy access to both books and the devotees from where they can be gotten from. So if devotees could just keep that in mind and help distribute the balance of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, at least the balance that we want to sell, some we want to keep, that would really be a great help, because this next book, Navavraja Mahima, is a real major production. It's going to be in, well, there's going to be three books altogether. It's going to be a two-book set and an additional book. I've painted somewhat of a picture of it, but one is the actual text itself. The other one will be explanatory. I can't say endnotes or footnotes, because sometimes they're like chapters long, so they're more like appendices. Sometimes they're additional pastimes, philosophical points. That's the second volume. The first volume may run around 750 pages, the second volume around 400 or 500 pages. And then the third volume will be the maps. And that will be a map book, which we're putting separate. There'll be maps in the main book itself in volume one, but considering the size of the book, the bulk of the book, I doubt that devotees will want to be walking around with these in New Brajadam, seeing the places where the places of pastimes are. So this other one will be a map book, which will give good facility for devotees to walk from place to place. And since or if they do that on a regular basis, then it will most likely get worn out. So it's something that can be easily purchased as an addition to the other deluxe two-volume set. And, of course, the places of pastimes will all be referenced to the book where they're described. And that will be a very expensive book. It'll be expensive because there's a phenomenal lot of artwork in it. The quality or nature of the artwork is different than it has been up to now. The drawings are much different. The quantity will be more. The books themselves will be larger. That means larger in footprint, larger in size than any of the books printed to date. And there'll be a couple of them. They'll be in a box. The quality of them will be much nicer. So there'll be really deluxe publication because this is a one-off thing. And whereas it should be for the commemoration of the 15th year of New Rajadam, which is this year, and hopefully we'll be able to get the books out at the end of this year. If it's not, it'll come out early in the next year. So in any case, all of these things require funds, and particularly just managing the whole art department prior to even sales, and then, of course, financing the printing of the books will require a lot of Lakshmi, and the initial input from that comes from the sale of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. Okay, well, that was a lengthy introduction, and I have to hop in to see the doctor this morning. Nothing special, he just wants to give me some supplements before I leave for India. And then today, tomorrow, Sunday, it's really whirlwind time here in Budapest, and then it'll be whirlwind time in Rajadam. Sunday will be the 15th annual installation of Dalnitai Vijay Gauranga. Yesterday we had very good National Council meetings where we really capped off and finished the conceptualization and the major detail, not the fine detail, but the major details of our membership program, which you've already heard me speak about before. There's some sort of fine-tuning to it, but the structure is as it was before. So, anyway, that's going to be it for now. I hope everyone's happy and well, and no one's made any investment in the stock market, which had really lost a lot of ground, although has come back in the last few days. I mentioned this because if devotees aren't listening to the news or aren't in touch, there's a real likelihood of a serious global recession taking place, in addition to the day-by-day reminders that the whole nature of the planet that we live in is changing due to the climate change that's taking place as a consequence of CO2 emission from factories, cars, airplanes, etc., etc., etc. In other words, the world and its population are not doing so good. Therefore, better invest in Krishna consciousness rather than investing in commodities. Hare Krishna.